Thank you, Allah, for blessing me with His Son.
A scholar of the Torah, his name was Zayd.
Okay.
He went and he bought some dates from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So before this date, the agreed date, came to end, this Zayd, he came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his Sahaba, with his companions, in a big gathering. So this man, Zayd, he comes and he starts to grab the clothes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and speaks to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam angrily. Then look and start saying bad things about the Prophet, you are such and such, you are so and so, give him my dates. Everybody's there around him, and this person is disrespecting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this person is out of order, it's his fault that he's going and asking for the dates back early. The dates that he should have on a certain date, he's asking for them early. Says Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu was there. He was very angry, he started shouting at this man. So who are you to disrespect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you know who you are disrespecting? You know who you're talking to? What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do at this stage? He says, oh Umar, he didn't say nothing to Zayd. He said, oh Umar, what are you doing? This is not how you should possess good character. What you should be doing is telling me to pay back the dates and telling him to speak politely. Help us. This will be helping us, both of us. So then, and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, he said, oh Umar radiallahu ta'ala, go and give his dates back and give him some extra dates as well. So Sayyid Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, he goes, he gets some dates, he puts some extra dates in there and he gives it to Zayd. Zayd says, oh Umar, why are you giving me extra dates? When I ordered, you give me extra. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I looked at you angrily. I spoke at you angrily. This is your days that we owe you, and this is extra to make you happy as well. What happens further? He says, oh Umar, do you know who I am? I'm Zayd, such and such, the scholar of the Torah. He said, are you that Zayd, the scholar of the Torah? He said, yes. He said, how is it that you have read about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You are saying you're a scholar. You read about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you still disrespect him.
Allah.
He said the reason was that all of the traits which I had read about the father Prophet to come, I had read in the Torah about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except for two things. What are they? He says the first is that his politeness will always remain dominant, that he will always be polite. And the second is that evil and ignorance comes, his politeness will increase. Mm-hmm. That when he is given evil and bad things, his politeness will increase. He says, oh Umar, remember, I have seen all of the signs in the final Prophet and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I testify that he is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, oh Umar, also bear witness, I am a very wealthy man. I have given half of my wealth to the cause of the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he goes to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He reads the Qalam and he accepts Islam as well. What was this? Just because of the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have said to his Sahaba, get him out of here. Who is he to come to me to come and request the date early? You know, this is not the way to do business. Because of his beautiful character, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this scholar of the Torah accepted Islam as well.
Subhanallah.
Now the question is, how is our character?
In this right there.
In our businesses, for example, somebody comes and orders something for our business. We say, okay, we give it to you in 30 days' time. And he comes back after 20 days and starts shouting at us. We'll be like, who are you to come and complain to us? We've got no right. We agree 30 days, come out 30 days.
Sure.
And this was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He showed good manners and good character to make a non-Muslim a preacher and a scholar accept Islam as well.
Subhanallah. Many respected viewers of Madhabi, what a beautiful account, Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers of Madhabi Channel, this also tells us that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not only possess the best of all the good traits and qualities, but he did not only express them in front of people, rather he also taught to Sahaba kiram how should they behave in certain conditions. The dear respected viewers of Madhabi Channel, when a person who has a power, right, and he has got people around him, because they could take revenge of the bad behavior.
The Ghazi was very
naughty. Yeah, Rasulullah was surrounded by Sahaba Kiram. They used to sacrifice the life of Rasulullah, giving a beautiful message, transforming Sahaba Kiram in a way to protect the akhlaq. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi, ibarik wa sallam.